wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
Romantic fiction is big in the book world at the moment, guys. Everyone's reading romance books. Mm. It's back again with a vengeance. Do you know this? And especially because Valentine's Day came and went. People are back reading old school paperbacks. Not Kindles, not digital stuff. They're reading books, actual books.
Good. It's the same feeling I have like about it, of a newspaper. It's lovely. Yeah.
When last did you read a real romantic book?
Your lump loss.
Don't say that. He's going to...
That's what I was thinking now.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
My dad's...
romance stories every week.
No, that's so more... That's more scandalous as romantic news.
Still romantic.
Yeah, it's a love story.
Someone's having romance. Might be with a neighbor.
Oh.
With somebody else. But someone's having romance. It's a romantic novel. Romantic fiction is big in the world. Book world. So I think let's play a little game, right? I try to Google some of the hottest romance books that are out at the moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So should we play a little game?
Let's go.
If you think it's a real book, shout back romance.
Okay.
If you think it's a fake one, shout nomance.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay, let's go.
Seduction and snacks.
Romance?
Nomance.
Yes, yes.
Which one is it?
Banger.
Nomance.
No, it's a romance. No. I start war Y fronts.
No man's.
It's no man's. It's no man's.
No man's. Yeah.
Panting for passion.
Romance.
No man's.
Oh.
Nice girls don't have fangs.
Ooh.
Romance.
Yes, it is.
What?
These are titles of books, are they or aren't they? Turned on in toilets.
No man's. No man's. No.
No.
No man.
Okay. Since you're leaving anyway, take out the trash.
Romance.
It is. That's a real romance book. It's titled Since You're Leaving Anyway, Take Out the Trash.
Sounds like a Tyler Perry movie.
Hey, titles. Let's continue. Ouch. Not there, please.
No man's.
No. It's a no man's book.
Okay.
Obsessed by his feet.
Ooh, kinky. Romance.
No, it's a no
man's book. Damn, yo. Rick got excited.
No, I was obsessed by his feet. It sounds like a make of like aftershave. Oh, you smell so nice. Oh, it's obsessed by his feet. Sometimes you go into a shop and you see a book and it looks good and you... caught by the headline or the title of the book or maybe the author. People buy by the author, not necessarily the title. Our friend that came in, Dion Mayer, great author, phenomenal author. Doesn't do romance books, but there's still time for him to do that. He's a spring chicken still. But when Dion comes in, and you know, right, that the author's going to be good. If that's your author, then it wouldn't matter what he wrote and what the title would be. You'd buy it because that's the author. Am I right in saying that?
100%.
Scallopy and Stellenbosch.
Yeah. Scallopy boss.
That's actually good. Scallopy boss.
In the fall.
Flinging for Santa Claus.
Vreselijk in Franshoek.
Yes. Okay, are these real titles or not? The Frisky Fisherman's Friend. Is it a romance or a nomance?
Nomance.
Nomance. How to Flirt with a Naked Werewolf.
Romance.
Yes, it's a real romance book. The League for the Suppression of Celery.
No man.
Swear. It's a book.
No man.
It's a book called The League for the Suppression of Celery. How about Armpits of Amore?
That was a haste in 2019.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.